I'm Phil DeLuca.
I'm Nate Burgess.
And we
Oi.
What?
I'm Sean Watson. And we are...
Holy crap.
Commandering.
Mandarin.
Here is some music. Here is my redneck.
Did you say here is your redneck?
No, the music is quite redneck.
Oh, yes.
By design.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I think you can tell we have a wonderful show lined up for you.
Hi.
We put a spotlight on community issues, but never ever talk about three banned topics: religion, politics, and Hearthstone. And hip hop is restricted.
Yeah, this is why you banned my my new rendition of Guess Who's Back, Back Again. Copain's back. Tell a friend, yo, diggity.
And that's why.
That is exactly why. That is exactly why. Maybe we should move it back to the banned list. What do you think, Nate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Eminem is one of the six rappers that I know.
Hmm.
It's true. And by I know, I mean I have listened to their music.
There?
His?
I guess, yeah, his, sort of. I guess he writes it all. I don't know.
No. Mr. Dre writes a lot of it, I'm informed.
Oh, does he?
Mr. Dre, yes. In England, we don't recognize his medical degree.
We are demonstrating our hip-hop acumen. You know, if you still want to support the show, visit patreon.com/commanderatmtg. You are our only sponsors. And the only way we can keep doing this is with donations from folks like you.
Donate.
If you donate a buck a show, it helps immensely.
Help.
And if you donate $10 per show, you can join our exclusive Facebook chat group.
Joy.
Patroni there also get to contribute to show plans, and they get sneak peeks and sometimes even exclusive content.
Peeks.
Don't forget to visit us on YouTube, especially for this episode. Hunter Pruitt and Bradford Heron, both super patrons, bring you videos each week now with cards and other images. Thanks a lot, guys. Especially you, Bradford.
I would thank Bradford, but he can never hear me, so
no.
Screw him.
Yeah, it might be the accent. Hey, this week we have a wonderful show lined up for everybody. We have a special show among which topics we have a Modern Masters 2017 preview card and... we are welcoming Sean back from a long exile. You're sort of the show's torrent elemental, aren't you? You just mentioned that.
Well, I was wondering whether you'd used a rift sweeper to shuffle me back in the deck, and you've just redrawn me.
Well, I would, yes. It belongs in the same deck as torrent elemental anyway.
Or that blue spell that puts an Eldrazi from exile back into... Or have you processed me?
Now, how was LARPing under the Maginot Line?
LARPing under the Maginot Line was good. We destroyed a third level Kaka demon and discovered an as yet unknown stash of German bombs, which we didn't move because let the French sort it out.
Right. And you didn't report it until just this moment either. And of course, no one knows where you were.
And no one in France listens to this.
No, that is true. It's very true.
We, as they say, or
if yes, we don't focus on dual commander, and so French commander doesn't. French commander players don't really listen to us.
No,
no,
you're not, no, le commander.
I see you picked up the language while you were over there.
Où est la bibliothèque?
And
there you go. I just displayed the full extent of my French. All the Canadian listeners are going, oh, the library is nearby. But why are you asking, Sean? It's not important right now. Oh, sorry for bothering you.
Now, Nate, he was involved in a competition, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. We had him ranked in the North Queensberry Gremlinery, and there was the annual crumpet harvest.
Yeah.
He did some more LARPing in Ardvreck Castle in northern Scotland.
And oh, right.
He's been stalking Ringo Starr in Liverpool lately.
The last part is partially true. So I have moved to Liverpool, and that was the main reason I was missing, was moving house and everything that entails, plus doing a divorce. Don't get married, listeners. Don't get married. it turns out, if your city is only famous for one band, it is illegal to name something not after that band. So everywhere in Liverpool is, oh, I'm on John Paul Street. Oh, I'm on Ringo Lane. Oh, what's this? Like, for example, the major hotel in the central Liverpool is called the Hard Day's Night Hotel.
No.
Yeah, everything is named after the flipping Beatles.
What happens if you mention the Beatles while you're around town?
You don't need to.
What if you mention a band other than the Beatles?
If it's another famous Liverpool band, you're okay. But if you uttered the sentence, I was always more a Rolling Stones man, three large Scouse men, which is the word for people from Liverpool, will turn up and shake you down until you admit that Mick Jagger was just a poncing idiot and Keith Richards can barely play guitar.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happens if you ask for a Pepsi in Atlanta.
Same guys?
Yep.
Going to Seattle.
Oh, how is the lizard rescue shelter in a mission?
I do have a bearded dragon now.
That's is that what you call it?
Ba-dum. Tish. We had to name her Ray because we got her as a baby and you can't sex them until they're of age. So she was either going to be named after Rey from the Ghostbusters or Rey from Star Wars. And Star Wars it is. She's a little girl.
Aww.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And I hand feed her locusts.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Are you breeding her too?
No. There's way too many bearded dragons in the world already. Whew. He says just buying one from a pet store. Thus being complicit with the trade. But yeah, I've missed you guys, and I've missed my listeners. I've been on Twitter a little bit, and to those people who were saying, well, you know, we prefer Shivam, F you guys. You know I love you, really, but F you guys.
Yeah, Sean Vaughn was really popular.
Sean Vaughn. We're like two halves. I am as atheist as he is Hindu, and yeah, we're like yin and yang, but that would be Buddhism, so it's a bad comparison.
Well, they're happy to serve as mediators.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we have definitely missed you.
I've missed you guys.
Hasn't been the same.
I tell you what was nice, though, genuinely, was being able to listen to the show whilst, like a fan. It's been an interesting experience. And there are moments where I'm frothing, going, no, you're saying it wrong. Or normally, Phil, I won't lie, I'm going, no. I know we've not mentioned it, but your appearance at on the Command Zone this week, Phil, I'm sitting there going, no, it's not that broken. You should have been planning that.
Yes, that's one of our news items.
Yeah, well, that's moving swiftly along then.
Yeah. So before we get to our main topic, which unbelievably is not just welcoming Sean back to the show, we do appreciate that Sean made a condition of his return that we get a Modern Masters 2017 preview card.
It's true. It's true.
Well done.
Yeah. That was it was a masterstroke, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I was tapping up Blake Rasmussen all the time and I wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Well, out of desperation to get you back on the show, he has given us a preview card, and we have a special relationship with that card.
We certainly do.
Before we get to that, EDHREC.com. Have you been reading there, Sean?
I have. I noticed some articles by this chap called Natty Burgess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, he writes some excellent interviews. He doesn't write some excellent interviews. Yeah. He writes some excellent...
He's sort of interviewing the deck process, deck building process.
Yeah, I think if you wanted to go deep on designing one of those decks, what Natty Burgess has produced is an excellent resource, and I look forward to more of them. And Andy Hull of the Commander's Brew podcast, because we're paid $5 every time we say their name. Commander's Brew, Commander's Brew, Commander's Brew, Commander's Brew, Commander's Brew. He does a very different but equally as fascinating article over on EDHREC, and EDHREC is just going from strength to strength, and they're not paying me to say that. It's just kicking ass. So well done, Nate. Those articles are fantastic.
Yeah. All right. We were originally planning to welcome you back on our discussion of Vial Smasher.
But yeah. The LA traffic consumed you.
Yeah, LA traffic consumed me. And of course, your insistence on our having a preview card as a term of coming back was. Preempted everything.
I've said I've already seen Vial Smasher. You don't need to show me him again.
Well, you know, we're going to.
Her.
Yeah, it is a her, first of all. And we're going to walk through. Her? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't sex the goblins until they're of a certain age.
So they give them unisex names like Vial?
Well, she was Ankle Shanker in a previous incarnation.
And also not legendary.
Sarkin Ball switched everything up, and now Zergo's striking bells and.
Yep.
Ankle Shanker is smashing vials.
Pretty effectively, too, I might add.
Narset is on a different plane.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah,
reads.
Damn right.
Did I tell you that Josh Lee Kwai from the Command Zone is playing a Vial Smasher Thrasios deck? And Sean, you will be particularly tickled by this. He got a Mind's Dilation.
Oh,
out.
I love that card.
Mm-hmm. And, Oh, I fell in love immediately. And he actually, you know, he tutored for it because he had never played it before. And then he played it. And with Vial Smasher, oh my.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of the big cards for Vial Smasher there.
Yeah.
Yay. Extra free damage on everyone. My Mind's Dilation, I have pulled off the trick once. Someone's like, return to dust your Mind's Dilation, Sean. I'll counterspell your return to dust with the top card off your deck. I've done it once. Yep. Boom.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what they get for running counters.
I'm waiting for the day that someone Mind's Dilations me and... it's a you may cast, isn't it? I was going to wait for someone to Pact of Negation.
Yeah.
Me. But then, and kill themselves. Obviously, I don't have to cast it, so that won't work.
Yeah, it's a pretty effective card.
Ooh, I have a tip for people. If Mind's Dilation against you is becoming a problem in your meta, and you're playing with red in your deck, put in Final Fortune into your deck, which is 2 red instant, take an extra turn after this one, then lose the game. And have any way of putting that instant speed on top of your deck. Hey, look, I killed you.
Yeah, but it's a May.
Are you sure?
Mind's Dilation is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Oh, yeah. You silly guy. I just said that.
Yes, you had just said that.
Yeah, you did.
It's hanging out with Ringo Starr that does this to you.
So, are you aware of Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yes.
Sure.
So, Ringo Starr's other famous thing in England, other than the Beatles, is he was the voice of the narrator on Thomas the Tank Engine in England. So whenever I think of Ringo Starr, because I was an obsessive Thomas fan as a very young child, I get these warm, fuzzy childhood feelings of him saying, "Come on now, Fat Controller, get him back into the shed," and stuff like that. It's really strange. That's just off topic. Every time you mention Ringo, I go, "Oh, I'm like a little four-year-old eating toast and crumpets and drinking tea and watching."
Have you been to the sandwich shop, the Yellow Submarine?
Oh, God, there's so many. I've been to the barbershop and Penny Lane. That's not even a lie.
Of course. No. So, in other news, I know that about Josh because we ended up playing a game a couple of days after we recorded the Command Zone 147, and Andy Hull is back in town, so of course we had to do a Commander Summit. What do you do when Andy Hull's in town but record a Commander Summit on the Command Zone?
Oh, you can talk about hockey.
Somebody can talk about hockey. But not this guy. So that's episode 147, and you can find that on collected.company. That's their new website. And we'll provide a link to it in the show notes. How about that? Speaking of podcasts, I know you guys are voracious podcastivores. Wizards is releasing interviews with their creative team members on the Magic Story podcast. So far, there have been 3 episodes released. The latest one was today, which is the 22nd. And they have Doug Beyer, James Wyatt, and Mel Leon. They mainly talk about Kaladesh because, of course, that's the block we're in. James does talk about D&D and the Plane Shift PDFs, which is really cool. We don't need a watch list this episode, do we, guys?
Funny you should say that.
Yeah. Is it time we stopped teasing our listeners and instead got to the main meat of the show?
Sure.
Modern Masters 2017. We have a preview card. A little bit of information about the set first. It releases on March 17th, 2017, which, of course, is St. Patrick's Day, which I'm sure is confirmation that certain cards will be reprinted. Certain green cards that may be played in Modern a lot. The product has 24 boosters in each box, which makes it perfect for drafting it with 7 of your closest friends.
7?
Yeah, you and 7 other people.
Mm. Okay.
And...
That's how maths works.
But I am no expert on that.
I just don't have 7 friends.
Aww.
Nate, your cats can be your friends.
Yeah, but they don't play Magic. They scratch up the cards.
They scratch.
That's why we double sleeve.
They get through it. Oh. You know, one of my cats, there's a filter above my stove.
Yeah.
Like a metal mesh filter. One of my cats today just clawed a swath out of it. And so there's a hanging curtain of metal mesh over my stove.
Jesus.
That I have
your
to take
cat's
care
Phyrexian.
Of it.
What's going on up there?
They're getting feisty and active. And the other one just kept, see, I've like put the child locks on all the cabinet doors except for one. And today the other cat was just all day just going up on the counter and trying to get into that cabinet. Like a dozen times.
Oh, that's funny. I'd
pick her up, put her in the bathroom, she'd get right back up there. I even picked her up and just held her there and opened the cabinet to show her what was inside it. And she still wanted to get in there.
Well, the contents might change when the door closes. She has to check it.
Is she being ironic and making a comment on the Schrodinger's cat experiment?
Ooh.
Does she have a deep knowledge of theoretical physics?
Oh my goodness.
Nope.
The flip side of that is my dog is, I think, even for a greyhound, educationally subnormal.
Even for a greyhound?
Oh, they're a notoriously stupid breed. But he just stands there, mouth agape, tongue hanging out the side, breathing heavily in your face until you tell him to do something. And then he sort of wanders over, thinks about it, comes back, and then starts breathing in your face again. And that concludes our main topic of what pets me and Nate have and their respective IQs.
Did you guys know that each pack of Modern Masters costs $9.99 MSRP?
Holy crap.
Yeah, but most people are going to buy a box at discount if they get a box, so it'll be a little bit less than that.
Is that Canadian dollars or UST?
UST, definitely UST. The initial concept and game design was led by Sam Stoddard, our friend of the show. We've had him on before. That was wonderful.
Good man, Sam is.
And Brian and the other members of the initial concept and design team were Brian Hawley and Gavin Verhey. And the final game design and development, which I think is just called development shorthand, is led by Adam Prozac. And hey, there's Brian again, Brian Hawley, and Yanni Skolnick. And Yanni, I think, is Ben Hayes' friend from New York. And Eric Lauer was the advisor, sort of like a CIA advisor.
He can't be trusted.
What's our card, gentlemen?
Our card.
Is there a drum roll?
Dead Eye Navigator.
OMG.
We've had this on the watch list before. It's 4 blue blue, creature spirit, 5/5. It's got soul bond. So you may pair this creature with another unpaired creature. When either one enters the battlefield, they remain paired for as long as you control both of them. As long as Dead Eye Navigator is paired with another creature, each of those creatures has, pay one in a blue, don't have to tap it, exile this creature, then put it right back onto the battlefield under your control.
This was our original first ever watch list card.
Yeah. It's our old
friend. It'll be very interesting to hear what we say about it now and then go back and listen all those months and months and years ago.
Yeah. I think it'll be somewhat consistent.
Okay, so name me the top three most controversial cards in Commander.
Yeah.
Profligate Prefix?
You mean still in Commander?
No, that people talk about in Lamented, oh, that card does something, that card's, you know. Profligate Prefix is definitely up there.
Consecrated Sphinx.
Consecrated Sphinx and this.
And Deadeye Navigator. And only one of those cards, the Deadeye Navigator, is still playable. All three others have been banned.
Hey, Consecrated Sphinx hasn't been banned.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
if Consecrated Sphinx gets banned, somebody owes me like $60.
Well.
Probably more than that, actually. I've got like seven of them. Deadeye Navigator.
Yeah.
Why we're talking about blue... six drops.
Deadeye really inspires controversy. Why?
Okay, so this card, what is the most powerful type of ability on a creature card in Commander? Probably, I would argue strongly, enter the battlefield abilities.
What about on cast abilities?
Nope. Because this cannot repeat cast abilities. This card is very, very, very sickeningly powerful, because for the lowly cost of one and a blue, you are re-firing off your Enter the Battlefield ability. This card goes infinite with Palancrot. There you go, there's infinite mana. Or any of those creatures that when they re-enter the battlefield get untap X lands, where X is their CMC normally.
Yeah. Now add Deadeye Navigator to Talrand.
Any deck with Palancron or Great... Is it Colossal Whale? Great Whale? I forget. There's a whale in that set.
Peregrine Drake.
Which is pennies. There you go. You've instantly got infinite mana, which is blue. It's not even colorless mana. Well, in fact, it's not even blue, is it?
It's whatever your lands are.
At least one of it is blue, so you can refire the Soul Bond off. It's really hard. Then Deadeye Navigator is really tricky to kill with spot removal, because you need two bits of spot removal, or time your spot removal so it happens whilst the Soul Bond trigger is on the stack. So it's really resilient and tough to destroy. It does get them by board wipes, though. Because it blinks rather than flickers. Or flickers rather than blinks. I forget which way
either
that way is all the time.
it comes back in right away, as opposed to waiting until the end of the turn.
So, aside from infinite abuse, the reason Deadeye Navigator is so highly praised is it makes your best Enter the Battlefield trigger super abusable. So it makes already great cards far better. It doesn't tap to do it. I think that would make it reasonable. So if you had to tap the Deadeye Navigator to fire off the Soul Bond trigger, it would be okay.
If only Gonti were blue.
Because you could only effectively do it once. Yeah. Who doesn't like having their, I don't know, Rune Scarred Demon go off six times?
If only there were some way to combine blue and black.
I can't think of any commanders that do it. Oh, you've just reminded me. I've not got my sponsored by the Orzhov Syndicate mention of Ailey the Eternal Pilgrim in this episode.
Right, right.
Hey, kids, check out Ailey the Eternal Pilgrim. She's a great commander. Anyway, moving on.
Who cannot actually play?
No, she can't play Deadeye, but it does go into any Esper deck. Oh my god, Deadeye is so... I remember the first time, when I first got into Commander, Deadeye just screamed out to even my sort of uneducated palate, this is broken. A phrase I hate, but Baroken.
So what you're saying is it's a very effective card in Commander.
It's one of the top two effective cards in Commander that aren't banned and called Prophet Prefix.
But you do have to have 8 mana to cast it and protect it, so, you know.
Yeah, in Commander it's really hard to get to 8 mana.
Especially if you're combining it with, say, green or black.
Or Palancron.
Or Peregrine Drake if you don't have the $20 for a Palancron, but you do have 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. So we looked at edhrec.com and identified the top 5 commanders that use this card. Rune of the Hidden Realm has 640 decks with Deadeye Navigator out of 863 decks total. So 75% or so of the decks, rune decks, use Deadeye. Brago.
And the question is, what are those other 223 people doing?
Losing. Brago, King Eternal, may he reign forever. 518 decks out of 948. Riku of Two Reflections, 445 decks out of 926, so about half. Maelstrom Wanderer, 326 out of 752, so just a little less than half. And then Tassigur the Golden Fang, 293 decks out of 822. So quite the popular card in these commanders.
I'm surprised he's not in Animar decks.
Oh, Animar's number 6.
Yeah, number 6.
There we go.
These were just the top 5. There are many other decks he's in.
I've seen him in Derevi decks as well. Why are we looking at Bant? See, when I think of Deadeye and abusing him, I think automatically of Bant and Teemo. Mm-hmm. And less Sultai. Sultai's got other ways of doing things, but...
Yeah, Derevi's number 7.
There we go.
Yep. So all of these decks, all of the top 5 at least, except Maelstrom Wanderer, gets some kind of benefit from recursion, duplication, blinking. But Nate, what's going on with Maelstrom Wanderer?
Well, it's not so much about the duplication and blinking. It's, like Sean said, it's about decks that have a lot of creatures with enter the battlefield effects. So Rune of the Hidden Realm and Brago, both of them kind of do something similar to what Deadeye Navigator does. They take another creature and they flip it right back on the field. Mm. And if that creature hasn't entered the battlefield effect, then stuff happens again. So out of the signature cards and top cards used with Deadeye Navigator, we got Moldrifter, draw 2 cards. Clever Impersonator, make a copy of something, doesn't have to be a target. Eternal Witness, get something back. Solemn Simulacrum, get a land. Acidic Slime, destroy something. Phyrexian Metamorph, copy something else. Coiling Oracle, maybe get a land or a card.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, not in the creature category, but in the related stuff, there's Panharmonicon and Rite of Replication. And both of those also like creatures that have Enter the Battlefield effects.
Mm-hmm.
Breya Dex could probably use a Deadeye. Flicka Breya.
Yeah, she's number 11.
Hey, little pro tip with Muldrifter. You can actually, you soul bond before Muldrifter evokes, and then you can blink it with the Deadeye Navigator to avoid the evoke cost.
Scrub the evocation.
Yeah, the evoke penalty, rather, where it just is sacrificed. And you get an extra 2 cards out of it. How about that?
Yeah, it's good. I've seen this, cards that are popular in Brago decks, but in other things, Soulbond a karmic guide before the echo trigger fires off. And then you're pulling stuff back from the graveyard constantly without having to pay the echo and the karmic guide.
Sorry, made me giggle.
Why pay five with a white when you can play one and a blue? Right. Yeah. One of my favorite cycles to play with Deadeye Navigator is the Primordials cycle.
Oh, yeah.
All four of them. Because there isn't a green one. all of the Primordial cycle, without exception, are fantastic cards, and you can pick them up for probably a gumball each, maybe two gumballs for a couple of them.
Yeah, they're
stunningly impressive.
Ridiculous value.
Commander cards. Yep. And I don't know why people didn't like them, but I guess they weren't a standard thing, because 6 and 7 drop creatures aren't a thing in standard, really. But sensational. Mm-hmm. I run Deadeye in my... If you put it in a Veil of the Nightclad deck, you essentially becomes 2-mana flicker into the battlefield trigger and deal everyone a point of damage.
And that's kind of the least use, right? Like, I mean, there are so many better uses for him, too.
Flicker your Massacre Worm over and over again to keep giving everything -2/-2 and deal a ton of damage to the table.
Good lord. Grey Merchant?
Oh, Grey Merchant. It just wins on the Grey Merchant.
Yeah. You take the time to flicker... you can't actually flicker Palancron, so never mind that. Yeah, it's hideously abusable. Do you think this reprint of Deadeye Navigator is going to result in it becoming... coming more to the attention of the rules committee?
Banhammer.
We've discussed Deadeye Navigator with Sheldon before, and he's not listening, but I'll apologize if he is. His basic response was, no, we play with that in our play groups, and we all like it, so it's not going to get banned. Which probably didn't do the rules committee any favors. But it's not going to get banned. It's already got their attention. They said they've already reviewed it and think it's fine.
Well, he said that about Prophet of Krufix, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but there was a lament in his voice. He already knew what was going on. He knew.
You could hear it if you go back and listen.
Yeah, I'm not joking either. You really could. I was like, Whereas Deadeye, it was when he said, well, we all play with it, so that's why it's not going to get banned. It was like, okay.
So, do we all need to make a trip to Tampa right after GP Las Vegas?
Hey, we shouldn't advocate the banning of a card we're spoiling.
No, I think...
A question I would ask is, why... Because this card's not a modern card, right?
I don't think it is.
So it's being reprinted for Commander players.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was in one of the pre-cons in the last couple of years.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm not 100%. I think this is the only reprinting since Innistrad.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was in one of the pre-cons. But, I mean, it's still, even if it is the only from Innistrad, it's super cheap. It's pennies, Deadeye. If we're looking for a big blue 6-drop that Commander players really want, presuming it's not already in the set... Because obviously we've not seen the set list.
Well, maybe this is the top of the curve.
Would we not rather have Consecrated Sphinx?
No, I think they're saving Consecrated Sphinx for Amonkhet.
Ooh, even though it's a Phyrexian watermarked card.
Nope, it won't be watermarked.
I know you're hoping that, Phil, but it will be, Phil.
It won't be watermarked, I guarantee it.
What if Amonkhet turns into Phyrexians versus Bolas? Baddies versus baddies.
Well, that'll be the second set, and we're getting consecrated. And
he'll have to cast his foil Masterpiece Damnation.
That's right. That's right. We are calling Masterpiece Sorceries.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Gatherer thinks that Deadeye Navigator has only been printed in Avacyn Restored.
Okay, well, it is still a very cheap card.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's like $280 at the time of this recording. It's going to drop, of course.
Yeah. Is it really 280? I was picking them up for like the equivalent of like 70 cents.
Yeah, me too.
All right, it's been going up then, so maybe it does need a reprint, but...
Well, you know, we all know that Wizards does not pay attention to the secondary market. This is all about providing access to these cards that are powerhouses in the format.
Oh, I killed an entire table with a Deadeye in an Atraxa deck after putting out Ikarats and then flickering them eight more times.
You didn't
and
do that.
Letting Atraxa proliferate.
You gave everybody a turn? Oh, no, you flickered it eight times, so you brought it to 10 with it.
Flickered it eight. I didn't kill myself, man.
Ah, that's all.
It came in once, then flickered eight times. So that's 9 poison counters. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's remarkable. Yeah, my favorite use was with a Terastodon. I think I've only really gotten to use this once, but I did get to flicker a Terastodon a couple of times. And it wasn't a game with you guys. It was actually before our podcast started.
So what were you flickering that Terastodon with in that game where you famously destroyed all my next land and then realized we each had 9 elephants?
That was something else.
I think that was Rune.
Yeah, it was Rune, right. And I just got ahead of myself and I couldn't control it anymore and I was cackling. So Deadeye is in that Rune deck, but it wasn't Deadeye that did the flickering. Yeah, and I'm still sorry about that, guys.
No, don't apologize. I believe you lost that game. I can't remember if it was me or Nate won. It was probably Nate.
Yeah. I did pay the price.
Yay.
All right. Nate, you've done some additional research on Deadeye, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. The word Deadeye. What does that mean? So there's a few definitions.
Eye?
Yeah, there's a few definitions. First is it's a sailing term. And since he's on a boat, maybe that applies, but the boat that he's on doesn't have any ropes. And a Deadeye is a circular wooden block with a groove around the circumference to take a lanyard, which is a rope. Used singly or in pairs to tighten a shroud. So if his boat had ropes, that might be the definition, but it doesn't.
And a shroud
another
is
definition.
A sail.
Yeah. So there's a North American informal term for an expert marksman.
See, that's what I thought
like
it was.
Deadshot, or who's the other guy?
Deadpool?
He's an expert marksman. Hawkeye.
Yeah. Or speculating it might be the corpse-like stare of a ghostly spirit. That's what I think it might mean.
Or maybe...
Because he's dead and he's got eyes. And when he looks at you, you can tell he's dead.
And that's just before you flicker out of existence, right?
Well, he's the boatman.
He is?
Oh.
That takes you across the river Styx.
Yeah. Are you giving us clues right now? Are we, Nate, by long-standing tradition since Commander 2016... We have done a song for every other preview card we've ever had. Are we getting a song this time around?
Yeah, I can do a song.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Can you give us a hint? What are you planning?
Nope.
Nope. No hint?
No hint.
Not even a hint?
Nope. You'll hear it when you hear it.
Hey, do we have time to play a round of one of my stupid games?
You know, it's very popular. Maybe after... Nate, when do you want to do your message of the week? Now that you've denied us the song.
Yeah, we can do the message of the week, and then we'll play one of the stupid
Yeah! Games. If Bradford were listening, he would say yes, please.
Oh, God.
How do we hose Deadeye Navigator? Well, there's things like Torpor Orb and Hushwing Griff. Both of those... When creatures enter the battlefield, it doesn't cause their abilities to trigger. It just shuts all that down. Another one, Containment Priest. It's got flash. Surprise! If a non-token creature, such as Deadeye Navigator or whatever it's paired with, would enter the battlefield and it wasn't cast, exile it instead. Get out of here.
No.
And then if you got a lot of mana, Take Possession is 5 and blue. It's an enchantment aura. It's got Split Second. So you cast it and they can't do their tricks. And you enchant the Deadeye Navigator and you control it. Give me that.
But Nate, we worked so hard to get Deadeye Navigator out in the first place.
Well, now it's mine. And I'll just hang on to it.
An enchantment with split second. I don't think I've seen that before.
Ta-da!
That's no fair. Wow.
No shenanigans for you. I mean, the other big tip there is if your Deadeye Navigator is becoming a problem in your playgroup and your knowledge of the rules isn't such a tip, the Soul Bond trigger doesn't resolve until it finishes on the stack. So if they activate it and you have a spot removal, instant speed spot removal in your hand, or the ability to kill it instant speed, you can kill it before the Soul Bond trigger resolves. And then it is dead and gone in a ditch where it should be.
How do you feel about this?
Me or Nate?
You.
Well, if it's my Deadeye Navigator, hey, if it's your Deadeye Navigator or anyone else at the table, I shake the hand of the person that killed it and say, well done, sir, or lady, or madam. Well done. Okay.
All right.
And another high-level way to host Deadeye Navigator is the card Boil. Which is a red instant that says destroy all islands.
That's some advanced shenanigans there, Nate.
Yeah, that's how I like to handle it.
Well,
I realized I've just done something I really hate, which is
what?
I just justified a card's broken power level by saying dies to removal.
You did.
Yeah.
So, I guess to welcome you back, we have to give you an opportunity to play one of your crazy games.
The game I've
selected
for us to play is one we've only played once before, but was maybe twice before. Oh. That's right. It's time to open and get your sound effects on cue, editors. Sean's Puzzle Box.
What's your pleasure, Mr. Cotton?
The box.
Listeners who haven't heard the Puzzle Box before, or people that need a little refresher, including probably Phil, these are the rules. I'm going to select a random artifact from all of Magic's artifacts. Only I know what it is. You start off with 10 points, and you can pay points to get information about the card. Once you've guessed what the card is, you gain all the points you have left in the bank. Now, do you need a reminder of how much everything costs?
Yeah, how much does the name of the artifact cost?
10 points. It is 10 points. The mana cost is a point. The set it's from is a point. The rarity is a point. If it's a creature, its power and toughness, and if it is a creature, is a point. And the text of the card, the rules text, 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I will blank out the name of the card in the rules text.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so I've generated some artifacts. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, so I'm opening the puzzle box now. Oh, it's kicking today. Okay, Nate. We have your first item.
Give me some text.
4 points. Okay. Flashback costs you pay. Cost up to 2 generic mana less.
Oh,
and flashback costs your opponent's pay. Cost 2 generic mana more.
And we can look these up, right?
No. No, you cannot.
That's that weird thing.
Yeah.
Was that in the Drawnu stuff? That's probably... It's either an altar or it's a catalyst stone.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with catalyst
stone. It is catalyst stone, Nate.
Oh my god.
Nate back 6 points. I wouldn't have got that one. Catalyst stone is a 2-mana artifact from Prophecy. Odyssey, sorry, not Prophecy. Odyssey, and it is rare, and yeah, it is 2-mana artifact. Catalyst Stone, well done.
Let's be honest, Nate, you were looking that up.
What?
He's accusing
you of cheating.
You were
totally looking that up, weren't you? What? No human could have come up with that.
What? Beep, boop, beep.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, the artifact Jesus. Is generated because we're opening the box now. Ah, there we go.
Love that box. Right. Yeah, love that box.
Okay, so what information do you like?
Panharmonicon.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final? Phil, play the game.
All right. I'll take the rules text. Okay. Not that it's going to help.
So it is. Pay 2 and a blue. Untap target artifact.
Oh. Oh. Is it Memnarch?
No.
No. Oh, God. 2 and a blue. All right. 2 and a blue.
You can buy more information.
Yeah, but Nate's already winning.
Mm. Currently, he's only... You know, he's drawing if you get it right now.
2 and a blue. I know this card. I just don't remember it right now. All right. I need the set.
Okay. For point, 1 point. Take you down to 5 points. This is a card from Shards of Alara. Shards of Alara.
Right. Oh, I think I see it.
Hey, Nate, can you hear keyboard tapping?
Tapper, tapper, tapper.
I'm just glad I have my iPhone with me. what other information can I get? I'm so bad at
get,
this game.
If it's a creature, and if it is a creature, you get its type and power and toughness. You can get its CMC, including any colors it may have, and you can get its rarity.
I'll take the CMC.
Okay, so this will be... So you've spent 6 points now, Phil. It is 3 and 1 blue, so for a total CMC of 4.
Oh. Oh, gosh, darn it. You know, I am never going to guess this. I'm drawing a blank. I'm so bad at this.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to call it the Bantian Squid Engine.
Bantian Squid Engine?
What? Yeah.
I wish it was.
Although most people call it Banshin.
It is not the Bant Squid
Engine.
No, I
don't think they do.
Nate? Would you like a point? Actually, no, we don't do that in this game. But just for fun, can you guess it?
Is it Filigree Mage?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah,
I can't accept that. It's Filigree Sage. Sage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, okay. As an English person, I couldn't let that kind of inaccuracy go.
No.
Right, we'll do 2 rounds each.
But this does go into Memnarch.
Probably does, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Nate. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The artifact. We're opening the box now. We've closed it. Right.
Ah!
Ow, yeah, my fingers.
Give me text.
Okay. 2 mana and tap. Discard the last card you drew this turn. Draw a card.
What? 2 mana and tap?
And discard the last card you drew this turn, then draw a card.
How do you keep track of that, though?
Well, I was thinking that as well, but that might give you a clue that this is not a new card.
What's the mana cost?
The mana cost is 6 generic mana.
Whoa.
What?
This is a hideous card.
That's the... What's the... Give me the set.
Okay, taking you down to... that would be your 6th point spent, so 4 to play for, the set.
Oh.
It was originally printed in Arabian Nights, and it had one other reprinting in Revised.
Oh. Arabian Nights? Oh, it's the... it's like Lando's ring.
Lando's ring. I might accept Lando's cape.
You want me to... You, just for funsies?
Is Lando's ring your final answer?
It's something.
It's
like
not
that.
Lando's.
It's wait. Lando's ring. It's Jandor's saddlebags.
Oh, Phil, you were so close.
What is it? Jando's? It's Lando's Jandor's saddlebags?
No, there is Jandor's saddlebags, but this is Jandor's ring.
Oh. Mm. See? Lando's ring, Jandor's stuff.
Phil, you have a chance to win here. If you can score 3 points, you win.
How do I score? What if I score? What do you mean if I score 3 points?
Well, you scored 4 on the last round. Oh, no, you didn't, did you? If you score 6 points, you draw the game.
I can tie it.
Yeah, if you score 7 points, you win.
All right.
Okay, so
I'm going to do it.
Opening the puzzle box.
Yep.
The puzzle box is open. Mm-hmm. And there's our card, right?
All right. Give me mana cost.
Okay, it is 3 colorless mana.
All right. Give me set.
Only set this card has been printed in is Mirrodin. Original Mirrodin.
Yep. Yep.
three
the artifact
drop.
Set.
Luckily, there weren't many artifacts in Original Mirrodin, so this will be easy.
3 mana cost Mirrodin. Oh, Christ. what do I get? What else do I get for a point?
You can get if it's a creature, and if it is a creature, it's power and toughness, or you can get rarity.
Oh, Jesus, it's not going to help. 3. Oh, you know what? Give me the if it's a creature.
Okay. It is not a creature.
Oh.
Dope.
Do I still lose a point, or do I not
yeah,
spend
you
that?
Lose a point. You've earned information,
you
sir.
You got the information.
Oh, come on. What do I get for half a point?
20 questions is really boring in Phil's house. no, the answer's no. Because it's a negative, that doesn't count as a question. Keep going.
Okay, so now I have to guess it. And
to
it's
win, you have to guess it. To tie it, you can also get its rarity.
Yeah, no. I got to go for the win. Mirrodin. Is it... Oh, the original... Oh. The Sword of Ice and Fire.
From New Phyrexia.
Oh, was that New Phyrexia? No. Damn it. I'm confusing my Mirrodin blocks.
Dun, dun,
God.
It's not the Sword of Ice and Fire. Nate, before you want to steal it, Bradford, any guess? Not that you're listening.
Not that Bradford's listening.
No. He's going to send us through a texted guess now, listeners. It's going to come in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Memnarth.
3 mana?
He's trolling Phil. Nate, any fun with this one?
Crystal Shard.
No. It is Lightning Coils.
Lightning Coils?
You don't know what Lightning Coils does.
I like Lightning Coils.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a card, Lightning Coils. Underrated. Yeah, I've lost
really
to Lightning Coils before.
Yeah, I beat you with Lightning Coils.
It was Nate's Lightning Coils.
In fact, I think Nate is the only person I've seen use Lightning Coils.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Sekwar Deathkeeper on a artifact.
Yeah. Only a gumball.
Oh, it's an entertaining card. Very entertaining card. So, Nate, congratulations. You are the Puzzle Box champion, and you get to play in our Hell Dimension until the next time we play. Never mind the chains. Hey, Phil, I get the feeling that if Nate was sucked into the Hellraiser Puzzle Box, he would be made a Cenobite.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I got the outfit on.
All right, cool. That concludes this.
Yeah. Well, listeners, we hope you've enjoyed Sean's triumphant return.
Uh-huh.
Sean, now, are you going to slip away until Amonkhet so we can get an Amonkhet preview card as well?
No, sadly for you, I'm going to be staying around.
Yes. That is such a sad fate for us. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We, without your support, this episode could not have happened. Thanks again to Blake and the fine folks at Wizards for recommending us for this preview card. It's really wonderful. Our listeners dig it. If you, not just Blake, but if the listeners want to support the podcast, head over to patreon.com/commanderandmtg. And don't forget to give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We love talking to our listeners. And we're incredibly grateful to all of our patrons like Dylan P. Canavan, Tristan Mayshark. Now, there's a dangerous name. And
maybe.
Yeah, maybe, right. It has shark in it, so he's probably got some teeth. And our old friend Link DuPont. Hey, Link.
Hey, all three of those names are really good names.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Thank you for donating, folks. Everybody else, including these guys, and Link has done this before. Come play test with us, and if you donate $10 or more per episode, come join the patron chat group we host over on Facebook. Our theme song, Sean, it's been a while. Do you know who created our theme song?
Nate Burgess. Yep. Hey, I know that
AKA
guy.
AKA Natty Burgess.
Natty Burgess.
I don't think Nate likes that.
Makes him sound like a reggae star, Natty Burgess.
And our 5-band topics.
This episode may have been edited by Bradford Heron. And our videos recently were created by Hunter Pruitt and Bradamog Heron. We've heard that name before. And before Hunter and Bradamog, of course, it was Nate. Nate!
Ah.
Did like a million episodes on YouTubes.
What?
Yeah. Our logo was created for the podcast by Mr. Picto, who can be found at mrpicto.co.uk with assistance from my wife, Kelly. And special thanks to our tech whizzes, Jesse Thompson and Graham Frank, and to Justin for his server space. Aw. Yeah. So you can reach us by going to our website, commander@mtg.com. Our email is, I always forget this, cast@commander@mtg.com. Nate, where on earth can we be found on the social medias? Like, how do they find us?
Oh, you take Commander and MTG podcast and you type that in and you hit search.
Huh.
Stuff it in your search
and that'll
hole.
Find us? Wow. Yep. These search engines. Individually on Twitter.
Phil's just discovered the internet. God, this is amazing. Do you know there are pictures of cats doing funny things on here?
You would not believe the cat pictures.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, you do. We'll have
look,
to put that in.
There are comments in this video below. I should just start reading them. And then after 10 minutes, Phil just kills himself.
Oh, Lord. You know, there are also pictures of dogs licking glass. Have you guys seen this?
No, oh, but I want my. To. Just let me just go.
Goodness. I saw that the other day, and I cannot. Even now, I'm holding back from laughing because just watching these dogs lick glass from the other side of the glass. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the internet.
Phil is a producer at a major video games company.
Yeah, and I look at dogs licking glass sometimes, okay? There's nothing wrong with this.
That's why if the next League of Legends character comes out and it's just a dog whose special ability is to lick glass and entrance his opponents.
It means that I wasn't the only one looking at the dogs. Well, on Twitter, I'm at Ketjak, KETJAK. Oh, and we don't have to read it this time, Nate.
Mm? No, you don't. And you got it right when you name-dropped me on the command zone as well. I am at Copain26. That's Copain26. Mm-hmm.
I am at Miss Terplorg.
Terplorg. You should definitely change the capitalization on that. And once again, special thanks to Blake Rasmussen from Wizards. And all the fine folks at Wizards of the Coast for coming on the show. And Sean, for the first time in, oh my goodness, I don't remember how long, you get to take us out.
And that's our show.
Mandarin.
I've played precisely two games of Magic since December. And they were both against Dean Gauthier and Paul Haberman of this parish. And I lost both of them, but also won both of them because I lost to Paul in both of them by him using all my Dimir cards against me in an ironically ironic twist. He was like, "Do you see what it's like? Do you like it?"
Was he slapping the camera every time he said that?
Well, actually, no, sorry. One was my Lazav deck, and he abused the crap out of me and beat me. So he was using Gonti, and he had Gontied me, and he told me, because he thought it would be funny, that he'd taken Tunnel Vision off the top of my deck into exile. And so he knew what the three cards at the bottom of my library were. but I was holding a Psychic Spiral, which is put my library graveyard back into my library and then mill some for that amount at instant speed. So I was like, yeah, you do it. You go on. I'm waiting for you to do it. So he did it. And, of course, one of his other cards he'd exiled, because he'd been flickering Gonti, was a counterspell off my deck as well. I was like, all right, fair play. GG. And then he Rise of the Dark Realm before letting me draw myself to death to put... I think I had Sepulchral Primordial and like five clones in my graveyard. So he just took everyone's creatures from... not Sepulchral Primordial. I did have five clones and a Grey Merchant. And he was just like, well, I could kill you one of these three ways. Which one do you prefer? I was like... And in the next game, he was using his Patron of the Moon deck, and I was using my Saskia Dragon Tribal. And I had some brilliant dragons. I had Avara Hellkite, I had Dragonlord Colligan, I had, what's that thing called, Eternal Dragon. I had some really cool dragons out, plus loads of dragon tokens, and they kicked the crap out of everyone at the table after Paul had taken control of them all multiple times. And then I drew an Artaka, and I was like, I'm going to play it just because I want to see my army of dragons beat everyone in the face. Hey, Paul, have this. Go have fun. Yeah, we were good games. They were good games. and I've opened two booster packs.
Did you get masterpieces in each one?
No, I got... because I bought the Tezzeret Precon.
Oh, yeah.
That Planeswalker is awesome. I got... my two booster packs, I got a Rishkar Pima Renegade.
Nice.
Meh. But then I also got a Heart of Kieran. So,
oh, that's very good.
That pack played for itself, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's Luta Scooter. And that is literally the entirety of my Commander experience since December.
Listeners, we have a preview card. It's Deadeye Navigator.
Oh, yeah, you can chop around and put this in the beginning.
No, it's okay. Maybe that'll be a post-roll.
Yeah.
Note cool. To Bradford. Maybe that's the post-roll.
Bradford's not listening. Otherwise, he'd get upset when I said that he was a craft beer drinking Ponce.
Nope, no response.
No response.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Modern Masters 2017 preview card... Deadeye Navigator.
Everybody needs some romance.
Oh.
When you're on the battlefield.
Oh yeah.
Navigator, you're my soulmate.
Oh.
Let me show you how I feel.
Oh yeah.
You're showing up on a boat. You're taking me for a ride. I don't know how you blink so often with your golden eyes. Loving a navigator, pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue and we go to town. Loving a navigator,
pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue and we go to town.
Ooh, you're my navigator.
Oh,
showing me the scene.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I wanna feel a little spirit.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
I bet that you were buff when you were still alive. I don't mind your ghostly body is looking 5x5. Loving a navigator, pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue and we go to town. Loving a navigator, pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue and we go to town. Loving a navigator, pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue and we go to town. Loving a navigator, pairing it up when we hit the ground. Loving a navigator, one in a blue.